Welcome in to the Subconscious Mind Mastery Podcast. Thomas Miller, I am so excited about this episode. Oh my gosh, we've been working toward this for probably a month and a half or so now, and we are here. We're launching these new websites. That's the podcast I just put out that announced it. And now we're going to talk to Michelle Blood, whose new video book is our feature release product for this new launch. So here are going to be resources for you to just go quickly see and grab for high timeline living. Michelle and I had an interview about her new product, which is a video book we're going to learn about. And I just thought, why not make that the feature product for this new launch? It's a perfect fit because her energy is so vibrant and it is so much about what we're trying to do on that website that it was just a hand-in-glove fit. Michelle has been on the podcast twice before. Those are episodes number 219 and 313, if you'd like to go back and hear the prior two interviews with her. But number three is a charm, and so is Michelle. Let's meet again, Michelle Blood. Hey, Michelle, welcome back to Subconscious Mind Mastery.
Thank you, Thomas. It's always absolutely delightful to be in contact with you and your wonderful listeners yet again.
Well, they love hearing from you, and we are due, and we have a big kind of a big announcement here because you have broken the glass ceiling again on something that is a whole new concept, the video book. Tell us about this video book.
Well, it was absolutely one of those things that when I get an idea for a song or anything that's new, being in that creative frame of mind, I decided to write a book called Manifestation Through the Power of Mysticism. And I really wanted to make it, as I always do, KISS, keep it simple and spiritual, short and sweet, just like myself. And so I wrote the book, and I really wanted to do my best to make everything simple. I wanted people to understand manifestation isn't egotistical. It's not you who does it. It's your higher self. And it's very, very important if you're spiritually inclined person to not be poor and not be a victim and to be able to, like Yogananda used to talk about, you know, he said, India needs what America has and America needs what India has, spirituality and wealth and sustenance, to be able to live a very, very free life and give freely whenever you want to, travel freely. And so that's the whole idea of the manifestation through mysticism. So that people don't go, oh, look what I manifested. No, you didn't. The divine through you did, because you became a clearer and clearer diamond. I wanted them to understand that. So then I decided to make some videos, create videos with Holly, who has been developing the apps with me, because I know how amazing it is to be able to look at positive, fun visuals while you're listening to an audiobook, because then it will go into your subconscious mind mastery, so fast. It absorbs into your mind because you can't think of anything else. You can't go down rabbit holes. You can't think, what does that mean? Who am I? You know, you're just watching something very entertaining and you are listening at the same time and then also putting the transcription so you can read it as well. And then we decided to do a song, one of the affirmation power songs at the end of each chapter with some really great visuals as well. And so that's how it originally started. I thought, well, let's make it into a video book. Let's just call it a video book, manifestation video book. And once we got started on it, it only took about 6 months to complete. And I was extremely fussy with all the different visuals, but it ended up being something that is so wonderful if you want to absorb the great information that is in this video book. But we also, you know, we've got it as a print book as well, an ebook, an audio book. So when somebody purchases the video book, they get all the different versions as well, which is what I think is great because some people will want to just listen to it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So that we can let people have a context here, would you mind letting me play the introduction for folks?
Please do, Thomas. Yes, my friend.
I know they can't see the video part, but that's you have some snippets of it on your website. But
yes,
at least this will give them the idea. And I'd like to run it all the way through the song, because I just thought the song on the first chapter is great, too.
Wonderful.
All right. We'll be right back. This is about 11, 12 minutes, and we'll be back to talk more about this after you have heard it.
We are what we think. All that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world. The Buddha said this 2,500 years ago, so it's no secret that what we think about creates our reality. It's with our thoughts we create the world. You can use your thoughts through positive affirmations, visualizations, meditation, and music. With a combination of all four methods, it only takes a few weeks to a few months to turn your entire life to the positive. Hello, this is Michelle Blood, and I have been teaching about manifestation, visualization, and meditation and affirmation music for over 30 years. I have worked with the late, great Bob Proctor. We had written so many, many products and books together. I've worked with Deepak Chopra. I've shared the stage internationally with Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, many other people. I've been doing this for a long, long time. One of the things that I realized that changes your life, because I started out as a musician, as a rock singer in Australia, and after a near-fatal car accident, I had a life-changing epiphany. A life-changing epiphany that not only healed my body when I was in the hospital, but created great worldwide success and has helped millions of people worldwide wake up to the true nature of their life, their true purpose, and how they can manifest as well. I know that you want a better, richer, happier, healthier, and more successful life. I know this, for deep inside, we all do. And that's why I congratulate you. You're not one of the millions who are sitting at home night after night in front of the TV, hoping and praying that one day, maybe if they win the lottery, if only they did this, if only they do that, everybody else is just lucky, they say. But do you know what luck stands for? Luck stands for learning and loving under correct knowledge. So when you are prepared in consciousness to accept prosperity and to be healed, then true positive change will be your experience. You are a magnet through your thoughts. However, my friends, what I do know, and I know this for a fact, when you add visuals, when you are listening to an audio program and you can see beautiful pictures right in front of you, because the mind thinks in pictures, well, then the manifestation works 300 times faster than any other method to change your life. And all my great and positive worldwide successful affirmation songs are at the end of this video book, after every chapter, so you are getting so much with this video book. Isn't it marvelous? A video book. You get to hear what I'm saying, but you get to also see all of the transcription. You get the ebook and Manifestation Through the Power of Mysticism. This video book is so powerful. Every single chapter has a special visual video to go with what I'm speaking about. And you also get the ebook. And you can also, if you'd like, get the printed book if you want that as well. This entire program is going to turn your life around 360 degrees. Because if you really want positive change, and you want positive change fast, you've got to use all of these manifestation tools. Visualization is what we're giving to you. All you have to do is listen and watch the video book. And that's all you have to do, and it'll enter into the treasury of your subconscious mind and eventually manifest into your experience. And if you want to follow along, you can follow along with the ebook. You just take all of this in. Watch all these chapters. Watch this video book over and over and over. And I cover so many amazing, amazing life-changing information, from intuition to manifestation to meditation to everything that you ever wanted to know about consciousness and how to change your life. You are about to become the most positive person you've ever met. You are going to begin to see opportunities and success, and you will know how to take action. You will begin to be a magnet to money and so much more. This is the best product that I have ever created, along with my Magnet to Money app team. The Magnet to Money app is what has inspired us to do this for you. Our team has put together everything there is for you through the Magnet to Money app and through this manifestation through the power of Mysticism video book. Your mind, for your mind to take in the visual pictures and to see yourself with higher consciousness, with more prosperity, you will be learning to learn about all these amazing topics. These amazing topics that will allow you to open your heart and your mind to the impossible becoming possible in your life. So I welcome you today to the Manifestation Through the Power of Mysticism video book. Your life is about to change for the positive, and I am so happy for you, and I am with you. In love and oneness, Michelle.
Blind to all that life has to offer.
I'll tell you, your music is getting better, Michelle. It was good, but it's getting better.
Thank you.
All of the songs, Thomas, are just awesome. They are just incredible. Okay, before we listen to that, you were telling us about the evolution of the video. And I'll tell you, when I sat down to review this again ahead of our conversation, the energy of this project jumped off the computer screen. It radiated right into my whole being. I mean, I could feel it. I could feel the intentionality. I could feel exactly what you were trying to accomplish and that this is something that will take people higher.
Yeah, thank you, Thomas. I was really happy to send it to you because I knew you would get it. I just knew you would get it because you can ask my students, ask anyone who knows me, my favorite person to do any podcast or any creativity with has been you.
Oh.
Because the very first interview we ever did, I was just so high afterwards because I understood that you understood and I could feel energetically who you are as a spirit. And you are in such high consciousness and you're such a lovely, loving human being. So I love you, Thomas.
I thank you, Michelle. Wow. What beautiful words. And I love you too. And that's something I've been doing a lot is this is one of the few podcasts you'll listen to where the host says, I love you. And I mean it. Well, one of the things that I wanted to pull out of here, we're going to just highlight a couple of areas, was chapter 3. And this was the one that I was listening to right before we started recording. I was just brushing up and dropping in on several of the chapters. And that's the chapter about, are you a mystic? And I love the way you introduced this. I'd like you to just comment a wee bit more on this. Because you said, again, the KISS principle, keep it simple and spiritual, right?
Yeah, always.
I love that. Well, but you said that the definition of a mystic is somebody who is always experimenting with ways to experience union with the divine. And that they are looking for faster and faster vibrations of the divine vibration. That we're always growing, right? I love that definition of, so many people listening to this could say, well, then I'm a mystic because everybody is in the, you know, like in our group, is seriously pursuing a higher experience with the divine. How has that worked out in your own journey?
Yeah, absolutely. It's that's why I wanted to do that chapter. I wanted people to understand because everybody has the potential to have higher consciousness and to become one with the divine so that you feel your intuition. You know where to go. You turn left, you turn right. And I went so deeply into it because what happened to me very, very briefly is that after my car accident, which people can look at some other stage. We talked about that.
It's on our first episode together.
Podcast, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, after that, after being a rock singer in Australia and then writing these affirmation songs, pop songs as a singer-songwriter to heal my body, doing very simple ones to start with. And then from that, going on to tour with these people I'd never heard of before, Dr. Deepak Chopra, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Stuart Wilde, Bob Proctor, you know, and then Louise Hay. Never heard of these people before, wasn't in my trajectory of anything because my whole life was rock music and my band. Anyway, so I started waking up more and more and I was being asked and being highly paid, which blew me away, to speak at these big events all over the world with these people coming and paying thousands of dollars sometimes to come to an event with these people. I'm like, what is going on here? And I'm selling my music at the back of the room with 3,000 people and selling out immediately. I didn't know what was going on. And as I toured the world more and more, I had this heart glow. That's what I used to call it. And I could hear like singing or ringing in my ears. And I was just feeling such love for the world, for everyone. And I didn't know what was going on. And Bob Proctor said, you're on your path to enlightenment, young lady. He said, that's what you're feeling. You're feeling God. And he said, you have to get yourself an enlightened teacher. You have to have someone train you because you are on a precipice. So I looked for over 14 years for an enlightened teacher, toured all over the world, Japan, everywhere, every time I heard a hint. And eventually I found an enlightened teacher in America, Canadian lady who lives in America, who was 10 years younger than me. And I could feel this energy coming from her. So I went off the grid. I took off, I had huge Facebook, all that. I took everything off media, social media, everything, and studied with her in all over the world for 10 years. And eventually I had my own awakening. And then she stopped teaching. She said, no, you go ahead now, because she said, you can handle the attention. Your ego has already been killed away and you're used to being on a stage in front of thousands of people. I want you to teach. And her name's Kundalini, and she's just extraordinary. And she's doing other things in the world to help the world, but behind the scenes. So that is why I have been since then creating so much music, so many books, re-editing Bob Proctor stuff that I did with him all the years that we worked together, and just really enjoying meeting these people from all, you know how silly people are when they say, oh, who's your competition? If you meet marketing people, you know, what type of person is attracted to your teachings, Michelle? And I say, someone who wants to awaken. It's not a demographic. It's not an age group. And when you come on one of my big Zooms and I get to introduce you to all these beautiful people, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's like from people from 18 to in their 90s, doctors, lawyers, musicians, homemakers. They're all different, from 26 different countries so far. And it's you out there. It's you that are feeling soul sick, but you know that there's something missing, and it's your awakening. You know you feel it. And it's sometimes like you're doing your best to manifest to buy a home or something like that. And you start getting into affirmations and visualization, not thinking about spirituality, but just thinking that you want to have a better life and you want to be more positive. But you end up growing into oscillating at a faster vibration because of using those tools, because of listening to Thomas and his wonderful podcast and everything that he does as well. So your vibration, as your vibration becomes faster, you end up feeling the divine vibration within you, and you begin to see opportunities and see color and see light and feel such a deep love for humanity and for nature that you never had before. And that takes you on your path. And then you end up, whether you like it or not, getting into meditation and prayer and all those beautiful things that I adore to teach.
What an amazing story. I'll tell you, the thing that intrigues me about this is that you were traveling with the name brands of the metaphysical, spiritual, top of the game. And you could list them all. And yet, in this chapter on how to become enlightened in the book, chapter 6, where you tell more depth of the story than we can do here, but you said there was still something that your soul wanted. You were still searching for something. And I mean, how many people could say, if I could be in the room with Bob Proctor and Jack Canfield and all these other big names? And yet it was this connection with the divine that was the very thing that was missing. That's amazing.
Yeah. And I lived in Kuala Lumpur for nearly 4 years, and I ran Bob Proctor's business, and we created so many products and seminars together. And I loved working with him because he really got who I was. He really got that I didn't care about, you know, fame and all that sort of stuff, because I'd been there, done that, basically, in a small way, but I still had done it. And that I was after that thing. He said, look, you're always in this really high vibration, which is why I love working with you. And because he is always, he was always on. God bless you, Bob. And we're always creating things all the time. We couldn't stop. People would say, why don't you go on a vacation? Why don't you do this, Michelle? And we would just laugh at them. Who needs that when you've got this?
Exactly.
You know, you just can't stop creating. I still can't. I just love it. I love working with people and creating and doing something that is going to bring joy, laughter, irreverent laughter as well. You know, you don't want to be a spiritual person who takes everything so bloody seriously. You know, I don't want to be a saint. You know, who wants to be a saint? You want to enjoy your life and enjoy the light. And to the outside world, it might look like I live like a saint because I live in quiet solitude and don't have men in my life or anything like that. But that's only because what I have within me, that divine union, is higher than any orgasm you could possibly humanly have. It's just incredible. There's no way to describe it. And I want everyone in the world to know that it is possible. Everyone in the world, it is possible for everybody to become enlightened. If a little rock singer from Australia can do it, anybody can do it. It's not easy, though. If someone says it's easy, they're trying to sell you something.
Well, and that's the other thing that I wanted to ask, too, because here you said that Bob Proctor isolated that out and said, you need to go find a teacher and go through this process. That's something that, to my knowledge now, at least on the material that I ever heard from Bob, was never mentioned specifically, not specifically like that. So what is that process that you're talking about that you're doing now? What kinds of things are you leading people through, and where do people start looking if they are piqued by this?
Well, if they're piqued by it, there's not many enlightened teachers who actually teach. I know this man named Jeff. He became enlightened about 25 years ago, and I ended up meeting him in my mind. And then I was actually given an email in my mind of this person because I really wanted, because I didn't have at that time the luxury of having a one-on-one with my teacher. She didn't do that back then. And I wanted to know, as I was going through the enlightenment process, what was going on. I'm going through these Stargate experiences. And I was like, somebody help me. I've got to know what's going on. I'm starting to look up online Kundalini event awakenings. And eventually I could speak to my teacher about it, but she didn't realize I was going through that. And I thought, if you're enlightened, aren't you omniscient? But obviously not. And I'm definitely not omniscient. But so Jeff, I would get to speak to Jeff about the experience, and he thought he would be a teacher. But the divine guided him to work in banking because you needed enlightenment in banking because there was so much corruption in America in banking. So he's pretty high up in banking just to be able to sit there and bring light to the world. But if you're looking, I would start by reading the autobiography of a yogi by Yogananda Paramahansa, because that's the first book that I ever read that made me understand what enlightenment was. Because I went to church every morning when I was a little girl because I was so in love with Jesus as a little child. And we lived in the country in the Blue Mountains of Australia. And I would sing at all the estedvets with the nuns. And I loved the nuns. I did not have a bad Catholic experience at all. I was in love. I would sit with the nuns every morning as a little girl and do mass with them. So I knew about Jesus, but that was the only person I'd ever heard about. I didn't know that there were other enlightened beings. I thought he was the only one. He was my God, and he still is. I love Jesus Christ deeply, but I also loved Yogananda and Babaji and just so many other people that I ended up reading about. So you start Saint Teresa of Avila, if you want to read Interior Castle. I mean, there's so many mystics, enlightened mystics, who wrote down their experiences so that you could have a taste of it. So I would do that to start with, to see if that's what you want to do. Start experimenting with meditation practice. And I mean, if you don't want to find an enlightened teacher, at least start experimenting a little bit, because you will find, if you can go into the stillness within yourself, you will find such an expansive consciousness where, I mean, I left school when I was 15, Thomas, and I had to, because I had to leave home. I had to go and work. I won't go into the details of why, but so I was on my own since I was 15. And the things that I found out in my life were really, really quite fascinating, because I had to be so independent and mature at such a young age to look after myself. And so what I say to people is, you know, you have within you the power and the knowledge to tap into anything that can be manifested, basically. And so, you know, find yourself a meditation teacher who maybe is in early enlightenment or is really good at meditation. But if you can find an enlightened teacher who can transmit that light to you, because when I met Kundalini, I could feel the energy. I felt alive and awake. And I remember she said to me the very first night I met her, she was just sitting there in Balboa Park in San Diego. There was about 80 people. I didn't know what was going on. I was feeling tears in my eyes. She said, "Michelle, that's your name, right?" And I said, "Yes." Yeah. She said, "Remember to get into the car before you start driving," because she could see I was so out of it from the light.
What kind of a difference has it made in your life since then? 14 years ago, and that's how we connected on this, was just your recent celebration of 14 years. What kind of difference did it make?
Well, that's more important to me than my birthday, because that's when I awakened. And it makes, this is the difference. It's very, very, I know KISS, keep it simple and spiritual, but it's very challenging to explain it. But let me explain it to you, Lucy. You don't feel fear anymore. And I'm not talking about you walk into a lion's den and you don't feel fear. You don't do stupid things. I'm talking about you don't have fear of the future. Your mind no longer has any connection to the past. So most people can listen to a song and they can feel sad or they can feel happy because it'll remind them, because they've still got that attached to their diamond, to their higher self. So they've got like lines of attention to experiences that they had, whether they were sad, happy, hurt, and they sort of go into the past too much, and they can always be overtaken by those old emotions and those old lines of attention that have to be released for you to be free. And also you no longer project into the future. What if it doesn't happen? What if it does? You know, there's no fear of the future. You live in the moment, but you can live without ever feeling stress. Your body might feel stress occasionally because it is an organic being, but your mind and your heart doesn't. You're continuously being downloaded with information. I left school when I was 15, and the things that I have learnt from the divine, my higher self teaching me, you can do this now. And then I know how to do it. You can understand this language now. I mean, it is miraculous. And I know it's not this being called Michelle. It is the enlightenment. It is my higher self. It is everybody's diamond. It's eternity. And to realize that we are immortal consciousness, we are forever and ever. It is exquisite. It's humbling. You know, when I first awakened for the first 2 years, I had to stop myself, Thomas. I love watching a good movie, action movie or something. And I had to stop myself when I was in the movie. I would feel if someone was sad, I could feel energetically what was going on with them. And I'd have to stop myself from running down and giving them a hug. A stranger in a theater. And your senses become much more alert. You can hear everything. You can smell everything. It's the most unbelievable gift that the divine has given each and every one of us.
We're recording this in October and November, late October 2023. And obviously there are a lot of things going on in the world right now that are not positive. How are you using this energy and that, like exactly what you just talked about from that enlightenment, to just stay as positive as you've ever been? You're probably more positive than you've ever been.
Well, it's not possible for me to tap into anything that isn't divine. I can see it and witness it, but it doesn't hurt me. It doesn't make me feel, no matter what. I mean, I've had extraordinarily negative emails being sent to me. How dare you call yourself enlightened and you're not Christian and you should go to the, I mean, just ridiculous. It doesn't hurt me. I cannot feel hurt by anything that happens in the world. All I can do is sit there and meditate and send the intention off that anybody who is hurt in any particular country when I'm feeling, I don't watch the news or anything, but I can feel waves of something come through me, you know, of pain, people in pain. And so then I'll go and Google and look up on the internet what just happened in the world, because I can feel it. I can feel what is happening all around the globe. And so my intention is always to send that light, be a conduit. So with my intention that I can see those people being helped, and I can feel when someone is praying for help and they're sincerely, really mean it, they need help, I can feel it. I don't care where in the world they are, I can feel it. So when anybody is praying to God for help, there are enlightened people around the globe and highly conscious people around the globe who can feel you and who will be sending you light. And of course, the divine as well. That divine is omniscient wisdom, created us, omnipresent, and of course, omnipotent power. To realize that that power, I love to pray for people, Thomas, I adore it, that that power is the only power there is. Everything else is pseudo power. It's a lie pretending to be the truth. There is only one power, and that is, I don't care if you call it God, Jesus, enlightenment, eternity, saints, I don't care. It's one light, and it is magnificent and adores us. And if you could tap into that, everything in your life will become harmonious, and it will.
Incredible. What a great explanation. And the book, the 13 chapters and the introduction and the intention of what you put into the book, how does that help people take these steps toward the divine?
Well, first of all, even if someone doesn't realize it, my intention and my, you know, I meditate on all of these things before I release them to the world. So you will feel a light, what I call a light transmission. You'll feel energy being transmitted to you that will lift you up, that will heal certain parts of your body that you don't even know needed healing. It just works that way. It's incredible to me as well, how it works. It really is. It doesn't blow me away, but it always amazes me. It's amazing grace how it works once you're a conduit for the divine. And because you're watching visuals, like when my friends, Natalie Nedwell and her husband from Australia, when they first approached me about my movies, they were starting a new thing and they first came to America and they said, you know, could you help introduce us to some people and get it out there? And I just said to them, I've been doing that for years. I used to do videos of me talking and I would edit, because I could edit music or anything like that all my life, videos. I would edit my own future self videos. And I said, that's what I've been doing for years. And I'm sure that's how I've manifested so many things, I said to them. This is a long time ago. And so I was thinking of that and I'm like, mind movies. If I could do that for everybody with this book, so that they're getting to watch all the visuals, and the visuals, we think in pictures, we really, really do, in patterns and pictures. So if we could put all this positive imagery and fun imagery along with the audio, and also you're reading along at the same time, the person is going to absolutely be soaked and immersed hundreds of times faster than just reading a book or listening to an audio, because you've got all of your senses being used and they're all being occupied. It's like when you're watching a movie, if it's a really good movie, you're just totally into it, but it's just light on a screen, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, you want to be entertained. I realize people want to be entertained and I don't want them to be thinking. I want them to allow that message, very simple, positive messages, to enter into their consciousness, so that they will never again be at the same oscillation after watching and listening to this video book.
What a great project. What a great intention. We're going to have a link. I'll explain that in the closing that we do. It will be in the show notes. If you want to just hop over there right now, you can click on that and you can get the book. It's $29. I mean, it's like great price too. I mean, you made it available so people can actually get a hold of it. That's cool too.
And to have the print book, I mean, the ebook, and also the print book has just been launched. and the audiobook. When $29.95, you get three products in one, basically, because I know that sometimes people do prefer reading a book. So, you know, you just let yourself get that message in. But I've also got some freebies.
Yes, today. You do, actually.
So it's just Michelle Blood, MichelleBlood, michelleblood.com/subconscious. And you will get many, many things. I can't remember everything that you get there, but.
Well, I have the list right here. I can tell you.
Oh, you have the list?
I have it.
Tell me what Trevor put together for everybody.
Yeah, a great list. The first chapter from the video book, The 6 Steps to Achieving Your Goals and Big Vision. So you get the first chapter for free.
Oh, excellent.
If you go to this link, michelleblood.com/subconscious. And then also the ebook, New Paradigms, that you co-wrote with Bob Proctor.
Oh, well, that's a good one. my latest album, Create yes. Miracle Songs to Harmonize Your Life. That's free.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. So that's a load of downloads right there. So
yeah, there you go.
They've already heard the introduction. They can go there and get the first chapter. And then I think by then, if they haven't gone to the book, well, then it just wasn't meant to be. So, but thank you for this great list, too. And thank you, Trevor. We appreciate it. Thanks for putting that package together.
Love you.
We love you, Trevor. it's always a delight. Thank you. I've got some more that I want to talk with you about. Are you game to come back here soon?
Yes, absolutely. I'd love to. I'd absolutely love to, Thomas. And as I said, I want you to come onto our next big Zoom, and I want to introduce you to everybody because they're going to love you.
Well, thank you so much, and I am all in. Anything you got going, and this door is always open to you as well.
And congratulations on the launch of your beautiful new website, which is?
It is High Timeline Books, which actually forwards over to High Timeline Publishing. It's all one thing, but High Timeline Books is catchy, so we're going to use that one for the at least to put out
Yay!
There. Yay.
Congratulations.
I am so excited, and thank you for being the feature book this launch month for us. I couldn't think of anything better.
Thank you, Thomas. I love you so much. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And just know that everything is possible for you, and you are never alone. Truly, I know you've heard it. It's not a cliche. You are never alone.
We're going to take the journey up a bunch of notches. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Thomas.
The link again to download all those free goodies we just talked about, michelleblood.com/subconscious. And Michelle's name is spelled with one L, michelleblood.com/subconscious. I have to tell just a little aside story here. A listener who I just adore, who has done a couple of readings for me in a unique way that she does, sent something not long ago that said, it looked like a lady was going to emerge in my life with about shoulder-length blonde hair who would be of assistance and help to me and with me in this work. And if you look at Michelle's profile picture, as we were doing the interview, I was like, oh my goodness, you look for your manifestations, folks. And there she was, right on the Zoom screen. I was like, this probably is what that reading was talking about, this very thing. Because the kind of person that Michelle is, very first words out of her mouth, how can I help you with this, when I told her about the website. And I would like to thank Michelle, Trevor, and Johnny for their help and support to get us to this point. Her team pitched in on the website, and I am eternally grateful to each of you. And that's who Michelle is. She's a beautiful soul on and off the microphone. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you on the website and in the next episode. I'm Thomas Miller. Enjoy the journey. The stories and opinions expressed on this podcast are independently those of the host and guests and are not intended to be taken as medical advice or to replace medical care from a licensed professional when appropriate.